At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You ready to check your feelings at the door?
Check it out. Check it out.
This is Am I Reister or Am I Wrong? We're bringing you facts and only the truth. Now, Am I Reister or Am I Wrong?
We need to talk about the 2023 Pro Football Hall of Fame finalists and who should be getting it, because this class is absolutely stacked. First and foremost, Darrell Revis needs to be the first on the list. Shortest conversation. The man had his own damn island. And not only was he the best cornerback of his era, he's probably one of the best cornerbacks of all time. And he's definitely a first ballot Hall of Fame guy. And I feel the same way about Dwight Freeney. There was nobody that I played against that caused more trouble for offenses than him. Two blockers, three blockers, bring a back to chip him. It didn't even matter. That dude and his ridiculous spin move, like I have still having nightmares about it right now. Game wrecker on max. Now, Joe Thomas, he should be in on the first ballot. But if we're being fair and objective, you have to admit that there are levels to this. And I'm not sure that I put Joe Thomas on the same level as Walter Jones or Orlando Pace, but timing matters. And Joe Thomas was the best, most consistent, longevity, didn't miss games tackle of his era. And I'm also including Zach Thomas on my ballot. And you'll never convince me that as a linebacker, even though he was 4 inches shorter, that Zach Thomas had a career any less praiseworthy than Brian Urlacher. And he got in on the first ballot. My fifth inductee is Rondé Barber. 47 interceptions, didn't miss a game for the last 13 seasons of his career, scored 10 times on defense, and that's just in the regular season. Now, if you don't remember his touchdown in the 2002 NFC Championship game, stop the video, go look it up, then come right back. But Donovan McNabb, he probably still has nightmares about this man. He's also the best pass rushing corner the NFL has seen outside of Charles Woodson, but he was half a safety too. But before I give you my sixth person, I'd like to include some honorable mentions, some guys that probably can get in this class, but may not get in. Devin Hester, he's an interesting one. He's one of, if not the best returner in NFL history, but the Pro Football Hall of Fame has a long precedent of ignoring specialists altogether. Ray Guy is the only punter in the Hall of Fame, and it took him 28 years after he retired, after he had already been forced to sell off his Super Bowl rings due to financial difficulties, to get him in. And I'm hoping the Hall doesn't treat Hester the same way, but it would not surprise me. Now, Patrick Willis, he feels a lot like Gale Sayers, Jim Brown, Terrell Davis, and Calvin Johnson. Yes, they had short careers, but they were undeniably great. And Willis was arguably the best defender in the NFL for almost his entire 7-year stretch. And like I said, that there are levels to the Hall of Fame. Outside of a very few select players, players are included for what they accomplished in their prime stretch. And Willis' career just so happened to be all prime stretch. Now, Jared Allen and DeMarcus Ware are part of the 100 sack club, and I have no doubt that they'll get in eventually. And this year's crop also features receivers, and all probably are stealing votes from each other. Look at Andre Johnson. He absolutely deserves to be a Hall of Famer. But the idea of Johnson getting in before Torrey Holt, it just doesn't make sense to me. And now for my sixth inductee, one that isn't even on this list, but every player that played against this man knows that he should be on this list. And I'm talking about my old teammate, Fred Taylor. Now, of the 16 running backs in NFL history that have more rushing yards than Fred, 14 are in the Hall of Fame. And the other two, Adrian Peterson and Frank Gore, and neither one of them is even eligible to be in the Hall of Fame yet. And of those 14 Hall of Fame running backs, only Barry Sanders and Jim Brown averaged more yards per carry than Fred. Now, if Fred played in a different market than Jacksonville, he'd have been in already. And I say, make it make sense, but you can't. So there's no point. And to recap, if it were up to me, your 2023 Pro Football Hall of Fame class would include Darrell Revis, Dwight Freeney, Joe Thomas, Zach Thomas, Rondé Barber, and if the world made sense, you'd have Fred Taylor in there too. Let that sink in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.